Yo, what's up? This is Coach Vita, the hostess with the most with Coach Vita podcast in the crew in the locker room. Right now, I am getting people that's coming into my locker room. So, who do I have in my locker room?
Yo, what's up? This is Rennie.
Rennie in the house. Ow. All right, who else I got in the locker room?
What's going on? It's your boy Dre All Day.
Dre All Day in the house. What's going on?
Not too much.
All right. Well, we're going to start it off, like I said, this episode, because there's a lot going on in November. I'm just going to call it the maintenance, because it's going to be a few things to take care of in the month of November. First off, I'd like to say Happy Veterans Day to all the vets out there. Thank you for serving, as well as, did anybody get affected from daylight savings?
I did not.
No?
Not this one. I usually get affected on spring forward. That one messed me up for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think I'm all jacked up with the spring forward, fall back time. So, definitely. And I got my last comer that just came in my locker room.
What's going on?
All right. Got the whole crew. So I'm going to go ahead and start off. Like I said, November got a lot going on. So November is best known for Thanksgiving and veterans. Again, you know, happy Veterans Day. Salute. But it's Salute. Also packed with abundance of special days of awareness and other holidays to celebrate. So I'm going to name just a few, which would be Native American Heritage Month, American Diabetes Month, Lung Cancer Awareness, and also Movember, which is a men's health awareness. So I'm going to let somebody else speak on this Movember, because all I know about it is you're supposed to grow a mustache out for the month. That's about the best I got on it.
So. Yes, and it's more than that. So let me spit some facts to y'all real quick. Movember is a portmanteau, which is a combination of words. Mustache November is what it is. So it's co-created by brothers Adam and Travis Garoni and their friends Luke Slattery and Justin Goughlin in Australia back in 2003. However, it didn't catch on in the States until 2007. Okay. And so basically what it was is just some buddies, they're sitting around at the bar and they're wondering why men didn't grow mustaches anymore around there. So they started that movement to celebrate the mustache. Since then, Movember has gone on to be recognized as a month in which awareness is raised for men's health issues, in particular, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, and suicide prevention. Now, also since the inception of the Movember Foundation, they have raised approximately $837 million and funded over 1,200 projects in more than 20 countries to date.
Wow.
Now, as far as cancers, prostate cancer, right now 10.8 million men estimated have been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Ooh-wee.
And it's not just, you know, for the old. It's definitely for the young, too. We know prostate cancer, they want you to get tested around age 50. But if you've got a history of it in the family, then 45 is when you should start. Now, testicular cancer affects the young as well as the old, ages 15 to 39.
15?
Man, that's young, man.
15 years old. So it's never too early to get that check. You know what I mean?
And I would feel some type of way, boy.
It's a lot of men walking around here with one. You know what I mean? So you want to make sure you get, you get the feeling. don't be ashamed of it. So, moving on to the suicide portion of it all, according to the website, one man dies by suicide every minute each day. And males, unfortunately, account for 69% of all suicides.
Wow.
Okay.
That's crazy.
The pressure that men are put under.
Yeah.
I need to go back and give a lot of hugs to some folks then.
Right?
It helps.
Real.
Definitely helps.
DSI roses, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Roses.
Exactly. So, Movember isn't just for the men. Now, the men are called Mo Bros, all right?
Okay. But
women can participate in this by showing support for the men in their lives, and they are Mo Sisters.
Okay.
Okay.
So, take your man to the doctor, ladies. Encourage them to get them checkups, you know, and take care of themselves. Sometimes, you know, we're stubborn. We might need a little motivation from you.
Yeah.
And your words may be just what it takes for us to get our acts together. It might mean the difference between life and death.
I know that's right.
Yeah, so true.
That means, you know, a little off in that voice about taking you behind to that doctor.
Exactly.
The niceness don't work, so you're gonna have to, you know, put some little force and threat behind it.
You know, depending on who you're dealing with, you know, you may have to do a little extra.
Yeah.
Bust out the baseball bats, you know, something.
Right.
So, you know, we're a little stubborn, man.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, you know, going to the doctor all the time unless they have to go, you know, for whatever reason. Yeah. So I respect that. So since we're speaking on some health and maintaining, look, we're going to move it on to D-Trainer.
Uh-oh. There it is. Well, I know I had about 50, 60 of these things lined up to talk about, but I know we short-pressed for time, so I'm going to just narrow it down to my top five reasons, man, to stay self-motivated for the upcoming holiday, specifically for the upcoming holiday. Don't laugh at me when I say this here, ladies, but I'm going to start with y'all.
Okay.
Reason number one for the ladies, these jeans. If you got a set of jeans that you like, you appreciate these jeans, and you want to continue to wear these jeans, and you get that little side profile in the mirror, I see you that little side profile to the left, to the right, and you look back at it, yeah, you might want to stay in them jeans now. I'm just trying to tell you.
Okay. Be able to those jeans.
Yeah, true.
You know, my fellas. Reason number two for the fellas. You know, I got to talk about the fellas. It's going to y'all. If you got a shirt, Lord Jesus, if you got a shirt and you don't wash that shirt a couple of times and it still fit right, and then you look at it and be like, no, I think something ain't right with it. It look like it fit a little too tight on my arms, a little too tight on my chest. Then you might want to stay away from that plate number two for the holidays. For the touch, the dryer ain't do it, so don't look at the dryer.
Right,
okay, so they got a medium on right now. They got a medium on. Okay.
Yeah, that's the large. But now, you know, things don't go in the wrong direction. But anyways, reason number three. When you go up the stairs and you get to the top of them stairs and you look back and hear that noise, woo! When you make that noise right now, trust me, the people ain't put more steps on the stairs. It's you.
Hey,
don't say no to the stairs.
Not even at the top of the stairs.
Not at the top. Halfway through the stairs.
Halfway through the steps.
We're going to keep it moving. Reason number four, yes, sir. When you get in that car and you go to make that right arm, or if you left hand, it don't matter. And you grab that seatbelt, but you struggling to bring that seatbelt in front of you. And you looking back at that seatbelt like somebody done moved it back. Yeah, you already know what's
happening. You know it was a seat. You know you moved the seat back. Come on now. The seat moved with the seatbelt. You know what I'm saying?
You already know. Wait, but last but not least, man.
Number five
reason to stay self-motivated is when you get up and you move around for Thanksgiving. You got plate number one. Good God Almighty, that plate was fulfilling. So you try, you know, hey, you know, I see mama over there. I see grandma over there. They're looking at me pretty tough. They're waiting on me to get another plate. But you go ahead and grab some salad and they look at you crazy. No, sorry, Bob. Don't fall for it, y'all. Don't fall for it, man. Go get that salad. Eat that salad, man. Stay self-motivated. Stay disciplined. And trust me, follow your goals that you got, man. Those are my five tips, my five reasons why you should definitely stay self-motivated. Man, I'm past this thing on the rent. What you got, Ren?
Well, you know what? I feel like, you know, first of all, I feel like on Thanksgiving because, you know, usually, you know, you eat dinner, you know, like around, you know, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Those of us who stay up late, you know, you shouldn't eat too late, but usually be a little later. But yeah, not Thanksgiving, you know, our dinner's at like 12, 1 o'clock. You know what I mean? So it's like, you're going to, you know, you're going to get that full plate.
Yeah.
Let about 3 hours slide and you scratching your stomach like, you know, how much we got left in there?
Hey, you ready for round two?
You ready for round two, you know what I mean? You know, so it's like, you know, like Coach Vita be saying that self-talk.
Yeah.
You gotta do that self-talk sometimes. So, but you know, I actually got a question for the group though. Like, I need y'all to be honest with me though. Be honest with me. How many plates you usually go through on Thanksgiving?
You know what? I'm gonna say I literally only do 1.5.
1.5.
1.5. But I'm gonna give you why that 1.5, because I'm so picky, so I ain't gonna eat everything anyway. And I'm picky about what I eat, who I eat it from.
Uh oh.
So I'm just gonna pick the things that I eat. And then if I actually like it,
yeah,
it's gonna be like, I'm gonna say my mom's collard greens or something. I'm gonna go back for that. So they go that half of the dressing.
There you go.
Okay.
That one little slice of turkey. Cause you know, like you said, you don't wanna overdo
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We know you love your greens.
That's it. That's
we definitely
it.
Know that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would say for me, I'm gonna definitely do 3 plates off rip. I do two. I do 1 plate with the sides. I do my other plate with the meats. And then my third plate is I get whatever I didn't get with them 2 plates right there. I just have 3 plates sitting at the table. Everybody looking at me crazy. But it makes sense to me, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got it all separated.
I got it all together. I don't need to get back up. I got it all right there. I'm good.
I got a cousin who used to do the exact same thing. Matter of fact, he would have 4.
There you go.
You know, we ain't bothering with him. We just know that's how he rolls.
That's how that part.
And that's what he do. How about you, Dre?
I don't even hold you. I'm gonna get like 3. And then
come on,
then I'm
getting
one.
Come
then
on,
I'm
Dre,
getting one to go.
Then I'm one to go.
I ain't trying to cook nothing later. So
I know that's great.
Yeah, I'm on hit you up now.
Okay, so I got a question again. For
yeah.
You. So when is it, or what's the limit house jumping?
See this comes down to how many people you got around you that you really want to eat off of.
That's true.
So for me, it's more just maybe like 1, maybe 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Rennie on that. I'm gonna say at least 2. You definitely gonna eat at your mama house.
There you go.
You know, that's off rip right there. You might go on ahead after that to maybe grandma house. If grandma's still here, you know, then you're gonna probably head over to grandma house.
Yeah.
If not, then you're gonna have an uncle or auntie or something that can throw down, and you're gonna go on. And then, yeah, you're going to exit stage left over there. So
there it is.
That's either one of them 2 stops, probably the best answer to that there. Right?
Yeah,
pretty much. That's same for me. I'm a 2-hitter quitter because I got 2 sets of parents. So
2-hitter quitter,
baby. My dad's house first, then, you know, I'm going to my mama's house later on. But
yeah,
I'm coming away with about at least 2-3 plates.
per house.
So they already know what's happening.
Yeah,
so that's leftovers and all.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely.
So what's
the weight gain you feel you're gonna gain? Are average people gain during Thanksgiving?
I don't claim that, and if it is, hey. and if it's down, be like, that's just a little water weight, you know.
Okay.
It'll come out in a couple of days.
I'm trying to tell you.
You know, I drank a little too much juice. That's all that.
Okay, little beverages on the side.
Well, you know,
study show. At most 5 pounds.
That was my guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So You know, that's why them salads and greens come in handy. And you gotta eat slow.
Hey, that's it right there.
You know, sometimes you gotta know when to pull away from that table.
Yeah.
So if you don't, you're gonna be still going back, you know, nibbing and picking, and then you done ate the whole day. Because like Rose said, you might eat the, because I know my side, we actually do eat at that 1 or 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But you damn well know at 6, 7 o'clock, you hungry again.
Mm-hmm. It's that late. It may be a couple hours later. Yep.
There you go. So I agree with Dre over there, because I'm going to have to get some golden plates.
But
you know, because you can't do the little cutesy stuff talking about proportioning your plate. You can do it there. Especially exactly. If you got company. If you got extra company that you didn't know about, you know you can't eat like you want to.
Right.
If you got your family, you know, your parents' company that's coming, you got to, you know, make it look good, get proportioned. So I feel you.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
Wait. I absolutely cannot agree with that last part.
You just don't care who else come over?
Hey.
There it is.
You better get that when you get there. I tell you
what. There it is.
If we're doing a big family thing, hey, my dad's side of the family, they fix they to go plates first.
Oh, that ain't a bad idea right there.
You know what I mean? Like, they fix they to go plates first, then they eat. Like,
that's disrespectful.
Exactly.
Because that means you ain't really trying to stay alone anyway.
Right.
And you came to my house.
Hey, I didn't know it was rules to this thing, man.
Yeah.
Thing deep, man.
Yeah, it is.
How you gonna start off with a to-go plate? And that means you disrespect my house. That means you already got first dibs. You gonna be last.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they got food to take home, boy. Uh-uh.
They gonna be last on the line.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Man.
Well, you know, like I said, it's all good. Because at least if that's the way we got to, you know, get with family and friends and stuff like that, it is what it is.
Yeah.
At least we can do some good eatings, you know, and laugh and everything else, you know. But just remember, take your happy behind and do that after Turkey Day and get your behind in somebody's gym or get to walking or either walk after the meals.
That's it.
Talk to you.
What happened was, I mean, I know the traditional is normally, it depends on what day it is. You know, it might be football or Macy's parade or something on, but, you know, you still got to go and get on out there and, you know, make something happen, because that's when the 5 pounds plus another two start kicking in. And then, you know, being December in that next week or so.
Right.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's all good. Like I said, I want to take this time to give a shout out to, like I said, all our supporters. I know we come on once a month, but definitely, you know, we got to make it good when we come on once a month. We're going to promise something that we're going to come on a little bit more often to keep y'all entertained, you know, with Coach Vita Podcast and the crew in the locker room. So before I end, I'm gonna ask, where can we find everybody at? So, Brittany, I'm gonna go with you. Where we can find you at?
Tell me why I had to think about that for a second. All right, so y'all find me.
Where you need your drink?
Man, I'm telling you. So my fault. Yeah, y'all can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. Eventually, you'll be able to go directly to my website. But I am Inimitable Images LLC. I do graphic design. Soon, we're going to be bringing out all different types of products to you, T-shirts.
Okay.
You know, etc. So you know, just look me up and hit me up.
There it is.
Good.
All right, D Trainer.
Yes, indeed. Yes, ma'am. You can find me on IG, D_TrainerFitness. Check me out. You want to get snacks, fellas, you want to get swole before these holidays start kicking in, hit me up.
Maintain during the holidays.
That's it.
At first, that sounded like a different advertisement.
Oh, watch out there, man.
If you
watch
out there, man.
Hey, Renny, man, you know, I got different multiple personalities around this thing.
There it is. Dre so, All Day, where we at?
Yeah, one more time. It's your boy, Dre All Day. You can catch me on IG, Dre_AllDay24 for all things positive.
That's it.
That's there it is. Myself, again, Coach Vita, I'm just going to say Google me. But, however, I do have the main one. I'm going to say IG. So, find me on IG, Coach Vita. That's with one T. If you actually own there and you are up for a challenge, go ahead and try my plank challenge that I created.
Uh-oh.
Other than that, you know, like I said, you can find me on Google with On Q Fitness clothing apparel. You can find my book anywhere on the book platform, Slaying Your Health, that's a 25. And yeah, I don't know what else, but just Google me. So I'm gonna leave you with this. And again, like I said, thank you for all the support and love and everything else. You know, thank you all for coming on. So I'm gonna leave you with this. Don't wait until the fourth Thursday in November to sit with your family and friends to give thanks. Give thanks every day. I'm Coach Vita with the crew in the locker room. Y'all have a nice evening.
Later.
We out, y'all.
We out.